three quarters behind us here in the Tiger Den. Warsaw 53, Northwood 21. Panther ball to start the fourth. Northwood 8 of 21 for the field, 38%. They were 7 of 14 that quarter. 1 of 7 from the arc, 4 of 6 at the free throw line. Yoder inside to Payne. Payne kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way by Branham is good. That's her second three-pointer of the year, and it's 53-24. Long pass ahead, Chastain. Back in the corner, Wren. Open and shooting for three. Weak side rebound, Neely. Neely on the right side. Lobs to midcourt to Bricker. Winchester also out there for the Lady Tigers, starting the fourth. Warsaw 19 of 41 shooting coming into the fourth quarter, 46%. 5 of 19 for three-point range, 10 of 12 from the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Northwood, 17-16. High pass inside. Neely couldn't get over top of Payne. No one can. That's not a good pass. It's not a good idea. You're not going to get that ball over Claire Payne, no matter how far out from the basket you are. The only chance you have is to throw it off the backboard and then have your person go get it. Same spot. Branham for three. No good. Foul on the rebound. Good blackout by Kelsey Wren. She's fouled by Addie Davis, who picks up her second and the first against Northwood of the fourth quarter. The turnover story is the story. Warsaw with 13, 8 in that quarter, and Northwood now with 32 turnovers for the game. Warsaw will walk it up. Bricker hands back to Wren. Wren drives it hard to the right, hands off Winchester. Winchester to the elbow. A floater is good. Winchester's been in double figures every game so far, but only has 8 with that make. That's 55-24. Pass at midcourt, tipped by Bricker, stolen by Winchester. Down court to Bricker. She'll take it in and score again. 26 for Joss. That ties her career high. Pass ahead to Edwards. Edwards down to the right wing. Back to the elbow, bounces out to Branham. Branham double team, ball tipped by Winchester, but it's picked up by Yoder. Left side, Edwards for a long jumper, and it's good for three. That's her second three-pointer of the season. 57-27, Tigers by 30. Neely in the baseline. One hands it across off of Yoder and out of bounds. And a good catch by Bryce Harper. Oh, no, wait. Whoa, wait. That's Grady Nelson down there. Mom's laughing at him over here. Grady and his freshman team will be in action on Friday here in the Career Center gym down the hall as they take on Homestead. Winchester double team, Bricker in the corner, Neely for three, good. Her second three of the game, her ninth of the season. She's got 8 points. Warsaw tops the 60-point mark again. It's 60-27, Warsaw by 33. Edwards gets away from Neely at midcourt, drives in. Bricker picked her pocket. Here comes Joss. Oh, then it hit a foot. Neely picks it up. She got knocked over. Foul called on Edwards. Her second. Well, you've already got one player injured. You have two others not participating tonight. You've got girls on the bench. I hope Lenny gets our starters and our main people out of there soon. You got enough to win by a lot. Bricker drives around Branham, circles back to the right wing, lobs out to Chastain between the circles. Now bounces back to Bricker. Bricker, right side Chastain, out to Winchester. Bricker left the key beyond the arc. Looking for a backdoor cut, nobody open, now Wren's got it. Wren drives to the right, lobs over the top. They got that one into Winchester and she scores. Brooke in double figures for the seventh time in seven games. She's got 10, 62-27 Lady Tigers. We're at 35 running clock from here on out. High pass in the post, too high for Payne. And again, if you overthrow Payne, you've thrown it way too far. The clock continues to move even though the ball went out of bounds because Warsaw is now up by 35. Lucy Andrew in for Bricker for the Lady Tigers. Winchester, Chastain and Neely all still out there for Warsaw. Comes Layla Knapp to the scores table to check in. Andrew brings it across the line. It should also be noted that Northwood still has a bunch of starters out there too. Wren right side, Chastain into the post, Winchester surrounded by a triple team, lost the ball, taken away by Hartman. Hartman up the far side, out of the middle. Gets it to the near side for Branham. Her pass is tipped, grabbed by Edwards, drives in on Chastain, shot it too hard, and the rebound to Winchester for the Lady Tigers. Rent up ahead and behind Neely and out of bounds. Neely again, going back to a play earlier in the game when Zartman stole the ball. Bricker was ahead of her, but like 3 feet and directly in front of her. There's really no way to get the ball to her. Same kind of scenario there. Kelsey threw the ball, and Alexis couldn't get turned around. And even if she had got turned around, she would have stumbled and probably traveled. There's a steal. Hartman lost it. Chastain stole it and scores. Chastain with four. It's 64-27. Warsaw 3:15 to go. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring. Final stats. High pass. New kid in there. That's Jenna Householder. Stolen by Warsaw. Chastain back to a trailing McManus. Now to Knapp. To Chastain. Kicks it out to McManus. Picks up her dribble. Needs a helper. Finds Chastain right in front of the bench. But the pass was bad. It's out of bounds. Lenny Krebs just hands on hips. I don't think he really knows what to say right this moment. Chastain comes out. Sammy Rastrelli into the game for Warsaw. Northwood with the ball. They've got Brooke Johnson into the game. Brooke is a sophomore. Callie is a senior. In the lane, shot blocked under there. Householder with the miss. Knapp with the loose ball. Andrew up ahead for Rastrelli. Kaylee Goheen is going to come into the game for Warsaw here in a minute with 2:05 left. Knapp picks up her dribble. Needs help. Finds Wren between the circles. Back to the near side for Andrew to McManus. Right side, Rastrelli into the right corner for Knapp. Out to Wren. Wren throws it to a cutting Knapp who turns and missed it. And the rebound's grabbed by Brooke Johnson for Northwood. And there's a steal at midcourt. Oh, and then Brooke Johnson stole it back. Gets it to her right to Householder. Gets it into the front court. Left side for Heflin, who is one of their team leaders in scoring and under 9 points a game, and at this moment has not scored. Oh, I'm going to call that a shooting foul. Kelsey Wren with a foul, her second. And Haley Heflin will shoot two. She's 8 out of 9 on the season for the Panthers. Some of the locals starting to head for home. Free throw up and good. Heflin finally on the board with 1:17 left. So that means their top two scorers, who average almost 18 points a game, have a total of 10. Heflin shoots again and makes both. Davis in, Heflin out. The five out there for Lenny Krebs, Goheen, Andrew, Rastrelli, Wren, and Knapp. Lucy with some space, dribbles to the free throw line, hands off to Goheen, now to Wren. Wren hands off to Andrew, now Goheen. Goheen puts her head down, throws it in the corner to Andrew, out to Rastrelli. A minute to play in the game, Warsaw leads 64-29. Goheen to the center circle area for Andrew, to Wren, and now to Knapp. That far side, Goheen. Goheen under the block, throws it back out for Andrew. 40 seconds. Goheen head high, lobs the near side for Knapp. Knapp back out to Goheen. Not to Andrew. Not sure if Warsaw is even going to attempt to shoot here. Wren with it, backs into the center circle, 25 seconds. Warsaw fans begin to cheer. Student section down below cheering. Goheen in the lane, shoots a 12-footer, air ball. Andrew saves it in! Andrew saves it in. Goheen throws it out to Rastrelli. Shoots from the foul line and hits. Rastrelli makes it 66-29 Warsaw. 3 seconds to go. Brooke Johnson at midcourt to Davis, and the clock runs out, and Warsaw wins. 66-29. Warsaw wins at home to open up the Northern Lakes Conference play. Post-game coverage begins after this 90-second timeout on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw wins tonight 66-29 over Northwood. The Panthers fall to 3-1. They're 3-2. They're 0-1 in the conference. Warsaw now 5-2 and 1-0. Final scoring for Northwood: Addie Davis 2, Ella Branham 3, Megan Yoder 2, Haley Heflin 2, Kinsey Hartman had a 2 and a 3 for 5. Claire Payne just 6 points tonight, and Jocelyn Edwards with a game-high total of 9, which is right about her average. For Warsaw, Alexis Neely, 2 threes and a 2. That's 8 points. Kelsey Wren, a 3-pointer. Braylee Chastain, a couple steal and scores. She had 4. And then 3 in double figures again, those same 3. Brooke Winchester with 10. Brooke Zartman with 13, which doesn't sound like much, but when you consider that she did all that in the first quarter, and she only had 2 3-pointers in that, and then got hurt early in the second quarter and wasn't able to continue, Brooke could have easily had 20 points tonight. She had 13. And I come bearing good news. When she went back out for the second or for the fourth quarter, they changed, put her tennis shoe back on, wrapped her ankle with an ACE bandage, and no ice. So, and she was walking slow, but she was walking without a limp. So that's a very, very good sign. Jocelyn Bricker was the leading scorer tonight. Ties her career high, 26 points. She also had 26 against Norwell in game 2 here in the first weekend of the season. And she did it with 14 second quarter points. Warsaw led 26-5 at the end of one, outscored Northwood 18-10 in the second to lead 44-15 at halftime. Then a really rough third quarter for both teams. Warsaw won at 9-6 and led 53-21 after three. Warsaw outscores Northwood 13-8 in the fourth and wins the game 66-29. We were never tied. We had no lead changes. Warsaw scored the first 22 points of the game. Northwood did not score until a free throw by Megan Yoder with 1:58 of the opening quarter. Warsaw won the JV game as well, 45-23. They've won 5 in a row. They're now 6-1. The varsity has won 4 straight. They win 66-29. We will continue our post-game coverage with the final stats, a conversation with Lenny Krebs, next on News Now Warsaw.
Come out the gate strong, built a lead early. Then we kind of had those lapses where we weren't playing as crisp as we needed to. I can't fault our effort. I think we played hard. I thought we struggled with some execution at times and just too many turnovers that we can control. There's those things we need to fix. But you know what? I'm proud of the girls, proud of the effort. You know, coming back from the big pin win and having a Ben Davis Westfield double weekend, my fear was that they were looking ahead to those games. And you know what? To their credit, the lights come on, and they were ready to go. I told you we have some gamers once those lights come on. So just proud of the girls and the effort.
Well, you should be. A 22-0 lead 6 minutes into the game. Your girls were on fire, especially how many times did Northwood not even advance the ball below the volleyball line on their offensive end? Bricker, Zartman, Neely, those guys were everywhere tonight.
You know, we're relentless in a sense on defense. That's what I love watching about this group. They're just going to come after you. And, you know, even when we tell them, okay, we're going to go back to one, we're going to go to half-court defense, you can still see them, like, looking at me like we want to go pick up, we want to finish this thing. Just relentless defense, pressure on the ball. Loved what I saw on the defensive end for the most part today. We're going to take this film, break it down, watch it get better. Just like I said, proud of the girls, complete effort. The bench, I thought the bench gave us some great minutes tonight. Working on developing that depth that we need. You know, Zartman goes down with an injury, forces us to play another person. And that's God's way of saying, Krebs, I'm going to make you develop this depth because you're not going to do it on your own.
Absolutely. Give us an update, because everything looked better as the night went along. It was ice pack, then it was no ice pack, then it was ace bandage and shoe, and she was walking pretty good. What's it look like for you?
You know, I think if you would ask Zartman, she would have said, I'm ready to go. she's a tough kid. That's the way she's built. Love that about her. You know, our big thing is we have a double weekend at that point in time. We had a lead that we felt like we were comfortable with playing without her. You know, I talked to Corey on the way in. He said if it was a big game and we needed her, he'd tape her up and let her go. We didn't feel like we needed that at that point in time. With a double weekend, we wanted to be extremely cautious because we're going to need her this weekend.
Talk about this weekend. Two big fish. This weekend last year was the moment where I think your team announced their presence with authority, to use a movie term. That's when you won those two here, we all went, wow, these girls really are that good. And they're going to run into two teams that are not going to be as surprised as they were this time last year.
You know, this is a great weekend, a great opportunity for us to go down to Indy and play two tough teams and just once again see where we're at. Win or lose, this is just another measuring stick along the way. Unlike tonight, where we could have possibly lost the championship, you know, if we didn't do our job tonight, this weekend we're not going to win or lose a championship. That's another step in the process. This weekend, and this might sound strange to a lot of people, this weekend is the weekend I can relax a little bit more and just coach our team, because to me the pressure is like, there is no pressure at this point in time. It is what it is. So we're going to go down to Indy. We're going to spend the night. We're going to have a lot of fun just bonding together, growing our team, learning to love each other. I'm excited for this trip. I have never been on a high school overnight trip.
Really?
And so we're excited for this opportunity just to spend time together. But two quality teams that we're going to have to go play hard and compete.
Well, I wish we could go, but we'll be here. And these guys, Jay and Austin, will be sending us stats. And we'll be able to keep up with what's going on, and we'll be hoping for some good news, pal.
Yep, hope so. And just want to say thanks to Roger for all he does. He probably doesn't hear that enough, but I appreciate you and all you do for Warsaw Tigers.
Glad to. Lenny Krebs, head coach of the Lady Tigers, 66-29 winners over Northwood here in the Tiger Den tonight. We'll come back and give you the stats next on News Now Warsaw.